The air was warm and smelled faintly of flowers. Everything felt perfect. Until I saw her. She was leaning on Jesse's truck, laughing. He was standing close to her, almost touching her. I could hear something in Anna's voice that I'd never heard before. She was tilting her head and talking a little faster than normal. She was flirting. Neither of them saw me coming. "What are you doing here, Anna?" I said sharply. Just because she had broken up with Ross didn't mean she could flirt with Jesse. She sprang back like she'd been stung. Jesse had a weird look on his face, too, almost like guilt. "Just talking. Jesse and I were just talking about my film." Anna looked at Jesse, not me, as she spoke. I felt my rage rise at her lack of eye contact, at the way she acted like he was on her side and not mine. For the last few months, Anna had been working on a project to use as part of her application for film school upstate. Jesse was the star. The program accepted students in their last year of high school so they could prepare for a film degree. I hoped that she'd get in, because it would mean she would not be able to return to our hometown for Thanksgiving. The program was intensive and didn't allow for long holidays, so Jesse and I would be able to come back to Rapid Falls and celebrate our first months of college without Anna by our side. Jesse seemed to sense my annoyance and tried to diffuse the tension.
"Anna just needs to shoot a few more scenes before she sends it off. I told her she could come with us this afternoon."
I saw Anna was carrying her backpack. Irritation scratched my throat. I shielded my eyes. Suddenly, the sun seemed too bright. It was almost sickening.
"Huh," I said.
Anna had been getting on my nerves a lot, always asking to tag along when Jesse and I were hanging out.
"It's kind of a full truck."
Jesse's pickup truck was 10 years old and barely bigger than most people's cars.
"We've squeezed in 3 people lots of times," Jesse said. "Besides, I'm sure Anna can fit. She's tiny."
I felt another wave of annoyance, but Jesse didn't notice. He was too busy looking at Anna. I was furious. Anna shot me a triumphant smile. "Loser, loser, loser," I repeated in my head for the entirety of the drive. It didn't make me feel any better, especially since Anna and Jesse were so busy planning the next scene that they didn't notice my silence. The parking lot was empty when we got to the waterfall. The town was trying to redevelop its industry to attract tourism dollars and compensate for the decreasing price of wood on the international market, but so far, it hadn't managed to do much more than attract the same bunch of German tourists who came every year to kayak. The future of Rapid Falls didn't concern me much. I was ready to leave the town for good. My acceptance letter for the political science program at the biggest college in Fraser City had arrived the week before. I was waiting until Jesse got his letter before I told him. My grades were better than his, but he was a good student too, so I had no doubt that if I made it in, he would also. His plan was to become a physical therapist, and I knew the kinesiology program had lower grade requirements than the general arts. When we arrived at the falls, Anna sprang out of the truck and we both followed.
"What a day! I didn't think I'd get light like this until June. Let's get some B-roll."
Jesse rolled his eyes good-naturedly.
"You and your B-roll, Anna. Surely you have enough footage of me standing around looking off into the distance."
"This time, I want you to look happy. It's for the opening credits."
Jesse laughed.
"I think I can fake happy on a day like today," he said.
She beamed, and I felt something odd shimmer in the air between them.
"Hey,"
I said softly to him, trying to win back his attention with a sexy tone. Jesse never responded well to my anger, and I was tired of sulking. I would have Jesse all to myself soon. I walked toward him at the back of the truck and bumped him with my hip.
"Hey yourself,"
he said with a smile, stepping to the side to pull down the tailgate of the truck. Anna climbed into the back to grab her equipment.
"I had hoped for a little alone time," I murmured. "I've always wondered what it's like to, you know, by a waterfall."
I closed the distance between us and placed my hand high on his thigh. He had never said no to me before. He seemed distracted, but I moved my hand higher up his leg, close to the familiar swelling between his legs. I was surprised to feel softness under my hand, and I pulled away quickly.